I mean, to interview you. And would you please give me some comments for this match today?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited about obviously jumping out and obviously putting four runs up in the first inning. I think they helped us a little bit, a couple mistakes. But, you know, for us, we need to capitalize on that. And I thought we did a really good job. You know, I think it's a good team. They play really good competition in the Atlantic 10. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a grind. But I was really impressed with how Avery played. And I thought our defense was fairly clean. And we had a couple stolen bases, which is great. So, you know, we're trying to push and utilize different parts of our game to get ourselves to a better spot for the weekend. So I'll always take the win. So I'm happy about that.
And at the beginning, like we can see, it's very smooth. We got 4 points at first, but after that, maybe we have some little, you know, we slow down and we not get too much points and compare with the first. What happened in that time?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, there's always going to be, you know, different lulls between, you know, innings and whatever else. But, you know, I always am pushing 1 through 9. We have to hit. We have to continue to get people on. We have to continue to move people. I thought we had a couple innings where we had base runners on and we weren't able to execute and we weren't able to obviously move them, advance them. So, you know, too many fly balls today. We have to do a better job of getting on top and hitting ground balls to create some things. But, yeah, I mean, I think for us, like, I'll take 6 runs any day against them just because it's a good team. And honestly, playing the full 7 innings was actually helpful just to get some people in, you know, obviously to kind of prepare for this weekend.
Okay, and last question is, which one is the best during this match, you think? I mean, our, you know, athlete.
What, the best athlete?
Yeah, the best player.
I thought Coker had a really great day at the plate. I thought that she set the tone really well. And then I give a lot of credit to Avery. I thought that she battled. I thought this guy had a really tough strike zone, you know, and she kind of kept pounding it and figuring out ways to get out. So I would say Coker and Avery were probably my top 2 players of the day.
And AJ, she continues to hit the ball really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have someone at the end of the lineup who's driving people in, because I do think that, like, throughout the lineup, we have different people who are getting on. So I thought she had some good at-bats today. And, you know, I think there was one there. There was a little bit of a tough out. The pitch she thought was too far outside. But, yeah, I mean, for her, if she's at the bottom of the order and she's swinging and driving people in, I mean, that makes it a really tough 1 through 9 to kind of get through.
And then finally getting back into conference play, obviously each game really matters for standing. So what do you want to work with the team these next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a focus, obviously, on hitting versus Nelson. I think that she's a little bit more slow and floaty. She likes to be up in the zone. She likes to be out in the zone. So, you know, we'll work that this week, you know, kind of have a game plan going forward and what we're going to do against her. But, you know, Holy Cross, obviously, if we look at their errors, like, I mean, they make mistakes, so we just have to put ourselves in a position to be putting the ball in play and putting the ball on the ground. But yeah, we'll go back to work, just continue to clean things up. I was really happy with our first and third executions. They practiced that yesterday for a significant amount of time, so I thought that we ran that a lot better. We ran that a little bit sharper. But yeah, I mean, it's this is the grind. So for us, we're going to be playing our best softball, so just fine-tuning things and getting kids to a better spot. And if you're in a good spot, just trying to do feel good stuff.
Matt, actually, one final question. Avery, you mentioned the strike zone was kind of tough, but overall, what did you think of Avery's pitches as she got over 100 thrown?
Yeah, I mean, I think for her, like, she actually spun and executed some really great pitches. She's still missing here and there, and we have to do a better job of taking ownership of that. But, you know, they weren't able to necessarily capitalize, you know, and I think that's one of the parts that, you know, was obviously beneficial to her today. But, you know, Aves is a kid that wants to throw hard, and she wants to go at you, and she wants to attack. And, you know, I think for her, if she's getting calls, like a ball off, 2 balls off, she's really deadly. I was impressed today the fact that she had to kind of come back in and still was spinning the ball and still getting out. So that's a good sign, you know, that she's not getting people to necessarily chase too far off. She's actually getting outs with them over the plate. So I was happy with her. I think obviously her and Ellie B are, you know, it's a really good offset, and I think they're both throwing well right now, which is great for us.